hello, welcome to the Love Yourself First podcast, where we talk about everything from self-love, manifestation, law of attraction, health, wellness, fitness, all of the things. So I actually recorded a separate episode and my phone updated and the episode is completely gone. It was 25 minutes. I don't know what happened, but I don't even remember fully what I encompassed in that episode, and it's just gone. So we're starting fresh. We're getting closer to summer. It is the end of April and the weather's warmer and all the thoughts and feelings, like, this is my favorite time of year. And I'm just going to talk about seasonal feelings toward working out and fitness, and also my own personal journey and how things are going. So we're going to dive right in. First thing is, I'm in the South, and I would say South Midwest, and it is very stormy here this time of year. And so I always feel, though, like in January, it is brutal here. January, February, brutal cold, brutal weather, ice storms a lot of times. I mean, it is just not a good time. And so for me, I always try to think, like, if you want to be in shape by the time we get to this time of year where you want to be outside, we're wearing shorts in March here. Like, I mean, end of March, we're wearing shorts, we're outside in tank tops. I mean, it is, we're already in, like, we have green grass at the end of March. And so, you know, like, if I want to be at that place at that time, I have to work out now to prep so that I'm at a place where I feel better about my physical appearance when I get to those summer months. But here's the caveat. I don't like to do that in the winter. It is so hard for me to focus and work out and be dedicated, and which is why I tend to lean hard on the 75 hard program, things that make me work out, because I do not want to. So when that happens, I try to push forward and, you know, dig in, because I know once I get to this time of year, I'm going to be regretting that I did not do the work for my personal goals when the weather was crappy and when it sucks outside and when it gets dark at 5 o'clock, because I hate that. Like, it's very, it really messes with my mental health. I do not enjoy it at all. I have a very hard time that time of year, just specifically focusing on maintaining my momentum. And it's not like I just don't do anything. But I definitely don't do the things I want to do, because what do I want to do in that time of year? I want to eat. I want to eat all the things. I want to eat all the things. I want to eat comfort food. There's nothing wrong with eating comfort food. Like, let me just say, whatever your comfort food is, there's nothing wrong with it. But I very, very quickly delve into an unhealthy level of this. And so I just want to say, you know, it becomes very, like, I begin to binge very easily in that state. I have a very hard time, like, throttling back and, like, maintaining my composure when eating, because I just want to eat all the things. Winter, I don't like winter, so what do I want to do? I want to, like, stuff myself with food instead of, you know, focusing really hard on fueling myself. I could eat pizza probably every day during the winter time. I could eat pasta every single day. I want the comfort, savory kinds of food. I want the heavy food. Excuse me. I apologize. Allergies have been really bad lately here. And it's just wind is blowing, allergies, all the things. So I find myself getting, you know, very much like in this internal battle of, like, oh, I just want to eat this food and it's fine, I'll go work out. Like, and I've talked about this, like, the kicking the can down the road, where it's like, I want to go, I'll go work out extra because I can eat this. And it's not that I can't. It has nothing to do with that. But when you have goals, some level of consistency is really required. I mean, let's just be serious. Like, you're never going to get there with consistent roadblocks and derailments. Like, you just, that's just not how you do anything. Like, you know, if you're, let's just look at it this way. Like, if you're going to mow your lawn and you need to go mow, and so, like, you go and mow a good bit of it one day, you don't mow it again for 4 days. Okay. Well, now the mowing that you just did, you can still tell that you mowed over there, but it's going to catch back up. And then, like, you go mow the new part. Well, what you already did previously, like, it's definitely not as short as the new stuff. So you mow it all at one time. You do really well. You get your lawn caught up. You know, you push through and you do really, really great and you stay on top of it. Well, then, like, something else happens and it starts to grow up again and you're like, oh, it's fine, I'll get on board. But then you only do, like, part of it, and then you don't get to the other part of it, and then you get a bunch of rain, and it just continues. And so it's kind of like that with fitness and consistency. Like, you're not going to not make progress, and some days are going to be better than others, but if you don't make consistent progress, like, sometimes it can get out of hand, and then it feels like this impossible task, which I've talked about a million times, trying to get back in the groove and get back to where you want to be. Like, it feels like just this horrible, impossible task that you're never going to climb this mountain. And you look at it and you're like, oh my God, it's going to take me hours, or it's going to take me months, whatever it may be. And you just realize, like, I have made this into something way bigger than it ever should have been. So in order to not do that, it's the consistency. And so that is why a lot of people say the phrase, and I don't 100% agree with the phrase, but, like, you know, the phrase of summer bodies are made in winter. And I know that that sounds terrible, degrading, you know, a lot of people don't agree with it, and that's fine. I personally don't like the phrase, but it's not because people don't have a summer body. It's just, I feel like there's a better way to say, like, if you have summer body goals, you've got to do the work in the winter when it sucks outside. Because right now, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I'll get in shape this summer, and it's much easier to do. And why is that? Because it's warm outside. Guess what? I can drink a whole gallon of water in no time in the summertime. It's nothing to me. But in winter, I don't want to drink a gallon. I don't want to drink any water. I hate it. It's cold outside. I don't want to drink water. Even though my skin's dry and my body benefits from all the water, I don't want to drink it in wintertime. It sucks. It's hard. But when you do the work in the wintertime, when you don't want to do it at all, by the time you get to summer and you're so much closer to your goals, whatever those goals may be, maybe you want to run a 5K. Well, yeah, like, it's much easier to go run, you know, a 5K when you've been doing it in the, like, in the winter, and summer gets here and it's easier, and you've slowly had, like, this time to, like, adapt to the changing in weather. And what's funny is my Garmin actually tells me that, like, how much I've adapted to the heat and how much I've adapted being outside, which is very interesting. I didn't even know this was a thing. And I have found that my Garmin will actually tell me, like, how well I've been adapting to things. And so as you're doing all this stuff in the winter and it sucks, like, you're trying, like, have the pizza, okay? Have the pasta, but still try to get some activity, okay? Because by the time you get to summer and you get to spring, and, like, summer here, it's a little unfair here. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to pull this card out. It's a little unfair here because our summer starts in, like, April. Like, a lot of other places are like, summer is in June. No, we're in 90 degree weather from time to time in March and April. Like, it is very common. And so I get, like, the end of December. December, we had 75 degree days this year, which is not uncommon, but January we had bitter, like, sub-zero cold for, like, 2 weeks, and then we've had a little bit of snow, but hardly any snow this year, like, very little snow this year. We've had some ice, but, like, we went through this phase of, like, just, you know, like, very short winter time here. So, like, I get 2 months max to really ramp up my fitness. And if I don't take full advantage, it does occasionally really feel like I have missed out on something. And it's because I feel like I have to play catch up. And I get hardly any time, you know, going into summer where I feel like I have just really like been able to take full advantage of all this time. And so, you know, there's a lot to be said about, like, yes, it's really, really difficult. And it is tough to maintain that focus, to maintain that dedication. But like, the more consistent you are, the longer you do the things that you don't want to do, by the time you get to those days of like where it is swimsuit shopping time, or people are wanting to go to the lake or the beach. I don't know where you guys live. Like, we have lakes here. And so going to the lake is a big deal. Like, I want to go kayak. I have a physical strength goal of kayaking and being able to get in and out of my kayak in the water so I can swim. Like, that is a goal of mine. I want to be able to hop out of my kayak and swim around my kayak, tethered to my kayak, obviously, and then climb back in. And that's actually kind of hard to do if you don't have the upper body strength. Also with like riding my horse, like there is so much core strength that is needed for that. And I have, you know, a goal of being able to do like a chin up or a pull up. I've never really been able to do one, even when I was at my peak fitness. And I have some serious weight loss goals, you know, I've never, you know, hid from that. But like, I guess the whole point of this conversation is talking about how like the earlier part of the year, it is so difficult to maintain those fitness goals. And then like you get to summer, and I don't want anyone to be like, well, once again, here I am, I haven't done the thing, and I'm going into summer, because I'm kind of there right now. I have a plan, and I'm working out, like, so it's not that. It's just, I always, and this is one of the biggest things for me, is I always get to this place of being like, I knew it, and here we are. I knew it, and I have this regret. I should have just done the thing that I didn't want to do, and, you know, I should have just done it. I should have just stuck to it like I said I was going to do. And I have regrets for all those times that I know I was like, I will work out later. I will do it later. And this is why kicking the can down the road can be absolute fuckery on your mental health, okay? Absolute just destroying your mental health. Because now, even me, like, I'm at this place where I look back and I'm like, I really should have just been on the treadmill. I should have been doing something to get closer to my goal. I should have been like trying to increase how many push-ups I can do every day. I should have been doing something, because now I'm here and it's warm and it's beautiful and it's stormy and it's like, I want to wear shorts and I want to feel good in my body and I want to be at these goals, and I could have been here had I done the thing previously. And it is a total mind trip of looking back and being like, I know what I did. I know exactly what I did. I remember the days that I did the thing that got me to this place of not being where I want to be. And I just am really coming here to say, like, you're not alone if you feel like this, okay? Like, you're so not alone in your feelings and thoughts about this. Like, you're just not. Like, it happens to everyone. It happens to the most experienced fitness people. You know, you just think all the time, you've got more time. You always think you have more time. You always think that like, oh, it'll be okay, I'll get caught up. And let me tell you, from the perspective of a payroll professional, let me just say, living in the whole thing of, you know, like, I will always have time. No, you won't. We do not need to be functioning from a place of where we're constantly operating from catch-up mode, because it's not good for you. It is not good for your mental health. It is not good for productivity. It is just not. And I tend to live in a place of like, I know my capabilities, okay? I know that I can work ridiculously hard, and I can prove to myself, look, you can do stuff under pressure. You can get those things done when, like, last minute. You can. You know you can do this. And guess what? And I do it. And then I'm like, okay, so it confirms that I can procrastinate. Because I always rush in and save the damn day. And that's not a way to live either. Because when it comes to fitness, our bodies don't change that quickly, okay? Like, your body is not... Some people, yes. But for the most part, your body's not going to change that quickly. Unless you're a man who's decided he's going to cut out soda one day a week. And he's going to drop 25 pounds. Because men, their bodies are just different. They really are. And if you're a dude listening to this, I just want you to know, like, for most women, that doesn't work for us. And so if the partner in your life is very frustrated because you cut out soda one day a week and decided to walk further in the parking lot and you've noticed a significant change in your body over the course of 2 weeks, and your wife, girlfriend, partner, significant other is working out in the gym 5 days a week, she's drinking a gallon of water, and she has also decided to cut carbs or whatever else she's doing, and she has seen no changes, be gentle. Our bodies work very different than men. And that's why it's also discouraging for women as well. And now that I'm approaching 40, I have noticed major changes in my body, and shit does not just work the way it used to. I used to be able to eat whatever I wanted, go for a run. My abs would come back within like 2 to 3 days after a couple runs, and I was like, bam, I'm ready for the beach. Now, I don't have that. I can actually consistently lose weight for 2 weeks at a time and then get on the scale and my weight has like popped up out of freaking nowhere, and I am just like, where did this come from? It's not actual weight, it's water, it's hormones, it's our bodies doing weird crap, and it sucks, and it can mess with you. So in order to combat these feelings of regret, the feelings of kicking the can down the road, the feelings of why isn't my body doing this weird thing, the best thing I can tell you is to be consistent even when you don't want to be, so you don't end up in a place of where you feel like, I knew I should have done it and I didn't and I chose not to and here I am. This is my own personal journey. This is my own personal experience. And what I have found is those times when you know you should do something and you don't, it's going to burn later. And it sucks. It absolutely sucks. And the way to combat that is to do the thing that you don't want to do, even if it's small, when you know that doing it will help you get you closer to your goals. That's really all I can say. Just do it. Just go do the stuff. Just go do the stuff that really isn't fun right now. You're going to have such feelings of accomplishment and knowing that you've done everything you can, knowing that you are putting forward your best effort. And if your best, I saw this the other day, and if your best effort is 40% one day, then you give 40%, then you gave 100% of what you were able to give that day. Does that make total sense? Because you have to be able to know that when you're giving your best on a day where your best kind of feels like it's not great, then you're still giving everything you're able to give that particular day. And that's empowering. It's great. It's empowering. So, you know, don't give up. And remember that feeling. Remember the feeling when you get to summer or you get to an event and you're like, ugh, I know what I should have done and I didn't do it. Remember that feeling on those days when you don't want to do the thing. And whether it means you just go for a walk, you hop on the treadmill, you know, go do a quick little 10-minute thing, you do some yoga, you do some crunches, you do some push-ups, whatever it is, you still did something. Your body's going to appreciate it. And you're still getting closer to your goal. And when you get to the point of the event, whether it's summer, whatever, and you're sitting there and you're like, you know what? I'm so glad I worked out on those days when I didn't want to do it, because look at where I am now. Look at all this progress. Because progress is so much better than regret, even if the progress is small. Progress, no matter how small, is still progress. doesn't matter. If you see, you know, your clothes are fitting better, maybe the scale hasn't moved, that's progress. If you're fitting into something that you know, was really snug the last time you wore it and you're like, man, I love wearing this, but not today. I don't even feel comfortable in my own skin. And then you put it on again and you're like, hey, it's loose in the arms. This feels good. That's progress. If you manage to say, instead of ordering the biggest bowl of pasta and that you know will make your stomach hurt and you know you won't feel good later, and instead you order a big chicken breast with tons of veggies and you have a little side of pasta with it, and you get really, really full and you change up your order and you know that you just made a choice that's going to make you feel better in the long run, that's progress. From the perspective of a binge eater, anytime where I can make a swap or I can choose something healthier, like for myself, there is a Greek restaurant that I love to order from when I am in the office, and I love their giant pita bread that they give. It is so big, like this pita burrito, like it is so massive, and I load it with all of these ingredients and olives and all of this stuff. I just love it. Love, love, love it. So instead of doing that and getting the pita, because I always feel like it's so heavy and I'm just like, ugh, after I eat it, I just feel heavy and bloated and it's just not a good feeling. I ordered a salad, the Greek salad, that has all of this stuff in it. And because I did that, I ended up with getting, like, I was so full, I couldn't even finish my salad. And it had all the ingredients that I love, plus some. And then I got a side of the pita bread that's cut into little triangles and it's fried. And so, yeah, it doesn't necessarily fit my carnivore or my low carb way of eating. It definitely doesn't. But what I will say is, I know for a fact that I made the better choice for me. And in that moment, I felt like I got really full and I still got a part of what I really wanted, which was the pita. And this was, you know, fried, but I still got what I wanted, but I also didn't sacrifice the taste. I didn't sacrifice any of those things. And I knew that I wasn't going to feel like absolute garbage the rest of the day while I was trying to work. I wasn't going to feel like garbage when I went home. I wasn't going to feel like a disaster happened to me. Like, I just was like, nope, this is fine. This is great. I feel really good about my choices. And so I still got a bunch of things I love. And like, if you are on a journey, there's a lot of things that are important for you to remember that, yes, you can make swaps. And there's so many people out here who are just like, you shouldn't be having to swap anything. And okay, I guess, sure. But when you think about the fact that you have a goal, okay? You have a goal. And there's nothing wrong with sticking to a plan when you have a goal. You have to, like in business, you have to stick to a goal, right? Like anytime you have something in your life that you're trying to attain, you have to stick to a plan. There's nothing wrong with that. I get so tired of people being like, you're being restrictive. Okay, I have an eating disorder. I'm not being restrictive because I'm like trying to follow a fad. If I'm being restrictive, it's because my life depends on it. And yes, you can go too far in another direction, and we've talked about that. 10,000% you can go too far in another direction. However, if being restrictive for a period of time and your version of restrictive is no alcohol, no fast food, there's nothing wrong with that. You have a goal. You have to follow a plan. You have to do the things that will get you to your goal, or else you'll never get to your goal. And that's really bad on your mental health. So let's focus on doing the things, even when they're uncomfortable, that will get us to our goal so we don't have regret and we're not kicking the can down the road and we're not messing with our own mental health by avoiding things. I'm the queen of avoidance. And, you know, facing things on is so empowering and it's so confidence building. And don't listen to people who are not willing to do what you're doing in order to get to your goal, okay? When you have people who they are stuck and they just complain and they are just fixated on how bad their life is and you're over here making changes because you don't want to live that way anymore, you have to tune those people out. You absolutely have to tune them out. Because if you don't tune them out, they are going to plant seeds of doubt. They're going to plant their toxic mentality. Because if they're not trying to get to where they want to be and they just want to complain about it, you don't want to be in that place anymore. You're doing the thing to get to a better place. So focus on that. Focus on doing the stuff when you don't want to. They may think you're crazy if it's snowing and you're outside going for a walk. But you know what? You're going to be grateful for that walk later. You have to do the things that other people are not willing to do. And right now, laziness is at an all-time high. Nobody wants to do anything to achieve anything. They want to hand it to them. Digital, social media, and all of that like has really amplified this in society. So the fruit is hanging real low. You can shine and stand out by putting in effort that other people are just not willing to do. Go for it. Do the things that you don't want to do so you don't sit with regret. And when you do have regret from you know you should have done something, think about it. Remember that. Bank it away. Take a little mental snapshot and be like, you know what? I don't like feeling like this. I don't like this. I want to feel empowered and confident. I like when I feel like I'm checking things off a list and I have accomplished these things that I said I was going to do. And I keep the word to myself. Make sure you remember that feeling of when you don't do that and how it feels to help motivate you in the future. So, seasonal, I battle it. Like, it is a huge, huge monster for me. But I take steps all the time to get to where I want to be. And I maintain my focus. No matter how many times I get derailed, I just keep going. And that's what you have to do. You just have to keep going. When no one else is, you got to cheer for yourself. You got to be your own biggest fan. And I promise you'll get there. It may take some time. You may have the hiccups. Just keep going. Don't let it derail you. Don't let it set you completely off to where you give up on yourself. Keep going. Anyway, that's all for today. I hope you guys are having a wonderful spring. I hope you know that you guys are getting closer to your goals. And I hope that this podcast can reach someone and, you know, inspire them or help them in some way. And I appreciate all of your listener support and your views. I absolutely am grateful for that. So if you guys would like to reach out to me, please email me at loveyourselffirst87@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you guys soon.